84 years is a long time to be a widow. I really don't know why the Lord decided to put the 3-verse story of Anna, the widow, in the book of Luke. Joseph and Mary had brought Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem. Baby Jesus was probably about 6 weeks old at this time. And they were going to offer their customary sacrifice for having a firstborn son. After they did this, a man named Simeon came and wanted to see and hold the Messiah. And then it says very quickly, just 3 verses, that there was a woman named Anna in the Bible. She was a prophetess and she stayed in the temple. And she gave God fastings and prayers night and day. So she had been a widow for 84 years after she had had a 7-year marriage. Can you imagine all of the lonely times she must have had in that long, long life of living alone? It is very interesting to me that Jesus puts this story in the Bible. When she saw Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, she immediately recognized it was the Lord, and she gave thanks, and she began to tell everyone about it. And that's all that we know. It got me thinking, you really don't know in your life what part of your story the Lord is going to use to influence others. I highly doubt that Anna, a widow, long-time widow, really thought that she was being a great influence on anyone. She probably didn't realize that until she got to heaven, realized that God used her story that happened on one day, probably took place in less than 30 minutes. She was probably over 100 years old at this time, but that tiny story has probably encouraged widows through the centuries to be faithful, to keep going, to keep living for the Lord, to keep thanking God, to keep telling others about Him. That one day occurrence in her life, at the very end of her life. Ladies, you and I don't really know what God is going to use that we say to someone, maybe at the store, maybe something in passing to a neighbor, maybe there's something we can say to a Sunday school girl, or our own child, our spouse, people in the workplace, little things that were said to me throughout my life, and I'm sure you could say the same thing in your life, have made a huge impact, and I think about them daily or weekly. When I want to think about the command of what we should, the thoughts we should think, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise. If I want to remember that list in order, I go back to what I heard in a chapel message in college from Dr. Pete Kelly, and he called that list the Jipple. That's just the first letters in order, but I have used that so many times. He probably never knew that that little the Jipple helped me so much. And I'm just saying, ladies, always, always try to walk in the Spirit by giving God control of your thoughts and your words, because the point is, we don't know how and when we're going to influence someone for Christ. Let's walk in love this week, loving God by loving others.